Chagir Chavdan Amalaf. The Gemara makes a Kavachoy Rabbi of a Kodesh. It's possible, makes a Kavachoy Rabbi of a Kippurim, which is Mutta Vachum, a Pasu of a Kodesh. Shlish is a Pasu of a Truma, for sure, should do Rabbi of a Kodesh. Laman is Shlish is a Kodesh, but a Torah Rabbi of a Kavachoy Rabbi. So Rashi says that I want to say Dayoi. So Rashi says that if you're Muf, that whenever you say Dayoi, the Kavachoy Rabbi is Mufrach, you don't say Dayoi, so then it's going to be Dereisa. According to my dummy, do you say that even when it's Bechor V'Kavachoyim, so then Echnaim will be a song like giving my Astarban. And Toysim Sochim, the Vichesim Beis says, over here, if you hold that you say Dayi when the Kavachoyim is going to be schlugged up, still over here, it's more me, ma'am, it's Sinu. Chuzapurim, and Chuzapurim, Kishlishu. Therefore, it's like a shtaka Kavachoyim, and you can't say Dayi. But in one episode says, Chuma, Anitmas, Amrav, Shasivi, Bechiburin shanu, hashle bechiburin lai. So the question is, what does bechiburin mean? So Rashi says, that was the Mishnah says, Yaz Thomas Kavet to the Kodesh is while one hand is touching the Tmeah, Tommy is touching the Torah, and the Torah is touching the Kodesh. So Chazal Goyze was Goyze, and maybe ended up touching the Kodesh directly, and therefore that's the reason why they were Goyze. This is even not bechiburin, the way Rabbi learns is that Avada has to be that the Tmeah and the Torah touching the Torah hand, but after you touch the Torah, then the Kodesh, so then the Torah is going to be Metame the Kodesh. Because Kila the Torah came Metame from the Tome, and therefore the Torah came Metame the Kodesh. This is a Pella Gadol, because it comes out of Fizah, according to Rashi, the second hand is not Tome at all. It's only the Hektish is Tome, maybe you're going to touch it. So why isn't Mara say Kodesh Yatvel Shteyim? Why should you go ahead and be tevel it? The chayiv will come out that's be soid the yad of the chalas not tummy. It's only that the hekdesh is tummy. This is best when you rash the two separate meilas. There's a meila that once one hand comes tummy, chama matzrich to tevel shteim, because maybe the other one came tummy. That din is not ma'akiv, and if you're not matzrich both of them, yatar is like mitame. There's a sveita din if the yad of tameya touch the Torah, so then that also that's going to be a matam. The sugi is that the chibur means that b'shas the yad hatmei was touching someone which is tamei darbanan, and the yad haTorah the tamei the touches the hand of the yad which is tamei etzim sev which comes tamei darbanan, that's going to be chibur. And maybe he says mamish lost chibur is much more geshmak. It's like tumah bechibur, and you're touching someone who's attached to the tumah, and that's how he said it's talking. But avada if it's talking in the case where it's not touching anymore the tumah, then avada it's not going to be time on one hand for the other hand. Rambam has a mahalach in Parashat Mishnah is that the two milas. If the hand tumah is wet with mashkin, it's with time it's chaverti even though you can touch it. There's a second mila if the hand tumah is dry, then has to touch the tomato. This is even if it's touched the mashkin, it's not going to be time of the Torah, only when it touches the tomato. Believe in Chilik Beis Samachay Ois Alev as a Chakir. What's Pshat to me is Dayim B'chom said? Is the Pshat is the Gezer on the Yidayim alone? It's Bechlal, the person that Tomei is Gezer on the Yidayim? Or the Tumah which is Tomei Yidayim, but Etzim is the Tumas Adam? But they said, which Chilik Adam is Tomei is going to be his hands? Says Nafkamina is, do you have to touch the tumah two hands or not? If it's tumah yidayim olad, the chayav touches two hands, because each hand is separate. If etzim one hand touches, it's the tumah's adam, the din is, but just as the time is hands, you can say that once one hand is mekabel, the other is mekabel tumah, that his hands can be tumah. That yesh lechalik when the tumah they mashkin or not. Tumah's mashkin, the reason why they were gezer is because the gezer adam mashkin zav, which is have a tumah, and that's something which is related to tumah adam. Therefore, it has a dinam like tumas aguf. Therefore, mitama one of them is mitam. Both hands are with negiya one of them because it's me'ina av a tuma. That's where the gzera comes from. Therefore, it could be a tumas adam. Being that it's tumas adam, so therefore it's mitama the other one also. Mashen kein it's not the base of menugo. It's tama originally tuma. That's just a tumas yada bavad. Therefore, it's not going to become tame. One hand is not going to be time, the other hand. I think it's whether, what's the look of the Yad Chaveri? Yad Chaveri going to be time, or not? So So the Gemara sounds like Ibn Renami is like a Hemshech. It's a right to Machlokes between Abaye or Shivzi. Here it sounds like Ibn Shlokes when you say the din. In fact, the Tereyevin and Mepharshim, what's the Raya? Maybe Yadcha Avraita is talking about. It's Bechiburim. According to Rashi, we touch the Kodesh. When Tosis touch the Tumah, you touch your friend. So two evidences of the Raya is that Rav Yochanan says it's not a time of the Kodesh, it passes it. If it's a Kodesh Negiya, it should be a Din Asil Tumah. Another pasul mahalach is that this is dafka oisa yad, which is tami mamish, the tami achaveri, but the other hand, which is kabutum from Yishon, is not tami achaveri. And if you say the other hand, there's a chashash that it touched the tumma, what's missing that in the kavarta? As eichel eichel negum midam esaves, in fact, I want yish negum lekodesh, lechiv is a kodesh mechashash. The machlik is, kalabi datzim, lechiv is a kodesh, that things in the kabutum, even though that they're not eichel, is addressed there by Rashi, holds that it's the Rabbanan. Tosfos Pashas is the Raisa. There's a shtickle that the Lech Mishnah Perek Vav Lech Ches Asurim's Beg brings the Raya that the Ram holds that's the Mechivus HaKosh Ben HaTeira. The Ram of Paskins that Uchol Gzayis Lavina Tamei Loika Lavina is not Tamei when we could be doing Chiz HaKodesh Lama is the Raisa. The Kapi the Yidin doesn't need Hekshin but Ram is only the Rabbanan because Ram says Perek Kod Lech Yizayim the Ram ain't the Basa Kodesh Hekshin Chivus HaKosh Mechsharta. The point of it is that the drasha of Chivus HaKodesh says that Kodesh is a Maila. Even though he's not an Oichel, because an Oichel is where the Kabbatumba. But the same with that it doesn't need Heksha, it's not a Maila Kodesh, it's a Chesaron, it's the Kabbatumba easier. If you don't understand, that's not that. So I said that's only going to be the Rabbani. Once said the Malach is a Yishlech Chalek, when is the Kabbatumba? If it's Shas HaKodesh HaKodesh came to me, so he says it's Kabbatumba in a Torah, Askivus Akudis, Shosh Hokshu, so Kodesh came Tame. But if Evdas and Skash came Tame, over there, the Khurdish used the Dabas only with Arabana. Let's say, Satan Zachim and Gimel Yisra Chalek between the Issa Chilu Batumba to be Tame as something else. Issa Chilu Batumba doesn't mean Mamish Tame Mamish. Therefore, it's possible to Tumba, you look at Chilase. But Tame something else, that's Mamish Tame Mamish, and that it's not nichol in the chibus hakodesh. Yes, chesh negu of the kodesh. The kasa mishnah of us that Tommy Yubayz is going to ask when he wants more kasha. Maybe guva mishnah is in chash. That's a kodesh doesn't need hakshas chibus hakodesh. He says if chibus hakodesh is the right, it's not a kasha v'chlal. If he goes darabanan, so maybe that's what the chidush is. So Mahal Chadavi says it's still. It shouldn't be listening to the mishnah. What's he said? The Dovi said the Dovi is because the Aruch HaShulchan says a gezeiras hakadmonim. More than the Yerahalf Maila, so it shouldn't have been together in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that somebody else puts food into your mouth, and over here we're saying, Dafka Kodesh is not a Chuma. So Zok, the reason why he is, Uchel Chuma, the Kodesh was Rizumheim, like Zaziki Dei Mapel, like Chuma, Nafa, like Tyrus. Because his reason being, Mashiach Chulin and Kachim, there would be a Gzera. The Sechizek once said, Akor Chol Yotam B'di Eved, when he did it. Avad Achil is also the Yidai Kach, like Gemara Chulin. But Avad Achil, one has to go ahead and wash his hands. And the Rambam is saying, B'di Eved, by Kodesh, if you put it in your mouth, it passes it. Shuma, they weren't Chayshish, and it's not going to pass it. It says, Ein Mechizu Purim, the Gemara says that since until now they're Osir, therefore the Rabbanan came along and say you need a tefillah. In fact, we have an mashma that only because they're Osir, but a Torah once he cuts them doesn't need tefillah. He says, Gemara Yuma says, not like that. Gemara says, I called her Nibza Zarat Sarak tefillah. So what's the Pshat? So that is what's the name of the Pshat. The Gemara is saying that the other way around. The Gemara is trying to teach that now you're Osir. This is not your Osir, but it's like a tefillah to let you know that you're Osir till now. But the Issa Knis in the Mikdash, he said, everyone has to do it. Here is a chashash, maybe forget your Issar. So therefore, they tell you to go ahead and be tevil in order to remember that you can be Osir. I'm sure the Mashal of the Mitzvah is, since they're Osir, they're Mitzvah Das, and Kain is Shver, to everyone's question, then everyone needs it. Don't say Yisachal to be some mikdash and mechilas kachim. Mechilas kachim is whenever you have kachim, you can eat it. But going to the mikdash, you only go during the day for tzarech karbonis. If mechilas kachim, they weren't chishes a tarb alma, he's not going to have some leiv because so every time he's right to eat, he's going to pay attention. Be some mikdash, this is mamish you can't eat. That's why he's going to come to me. And therefore, that's reserved mechayiv every single person to go to the mikdash. But mechilas is going to be different.